tweet at TodaySOR.
And Catherine just asked me to remind you there that Family Carers Ireland have a 24-hour helpline for people that might want to talk to some of their volunteers there. And the number is 1-800-240724. That's 1-800-240724, Family Carers Ireland. Cocaine, heroin are now available in almost every corner of Ireland. As part of an ongoing series, our reporter Brian O'Connell is looking at the drug addiction situation across rural Ireland. His last report focused on the heroin problem in Tralee, County Kerry. Brian, you've moved up across Munster for today's report. Good morning to you.
Morning, Damien. Yes, as you said, the idea of this series was quite simple, to focus on the problem of drug use and abuse outside our main capital cities and to look at what kinds of drugs are available in particular areas. And look, we could have picked any town or village in Ireland for this series. So last time, as you said, we looked at Tralee, where there was a significant heroin problem. And today I want to look at particular issues in County Tipperary. Now, I landed on County Tipperary because if you look in the last year or so, there have been some very public meetings where the issue of drugs in towns like Carrick-on-Shore has been discussed by communities. For example, videos were posted online of people using drugs in local areas. And there's been talk of intimidation and fear among some locals who are trying to raise these issues. And look, I suppose we should say Tipperary is no different to any other county.
Okay, so when you were in Tralee, Brian, the drug causing most problems seemed to be heroin. What situation did you discover, did you come upon in Tipperary?
Yeah, and of course, I suppose alcohol remains the number one drug of choice. But again, like many parts of the country, I began hearing about the increased availability of tablets and prescription medication on the streets. That's been a feature of reporting I've been doing for the last 5 or 10 years, which wouldn't have been there previously. So stuff like Valium, benzos, there's a thriving market on the streets for these types of drugs. Now, heroin, probably not as big an issue from what I've been hearing, but those who are using are a very identifiable community and there are supports in place for them. There was a lot of praise for the local HSE counselling teams. But the headline really I took from my time in Tipperary is that cocaine is a very significant issue in many towns and villages in the county. Having dwindled in the recession years, it's now become a very significant problem again. And everybody from Gardaí to frontline addiction workers and addicts, they all told me how much of an issue it's becoming.
And you visited one of those addiction treatment centres.
Sarah Cassidy, I met with. She's manager of Ashiri in Care. They have a centre for adults aged 20 and over, and they also have a detox unit with a 24-hour nursing care. What they've noticed is this significant spike in cocaine use, as Sarah told me.
So in the recent months, what we've seen is quite a dramatic increase in cocaine. Now, that would imply that the use has been fairly dramatic in the recent times for the fact that people are reaching treatment at this point. So 29% of our admissions in June were for cocaine as the primary. So that's the largest increase. The rest of the primary drug use is centered around benzodiazepines and opiates. I mean, the difficulty with cocaine is a great many individuals will mix it with alcohol, and the combination, certainly for males, when you mix alcohol and cocaine, it can cause an increase in aggressive behaviour, violent behaviour, or over-sexualised behaviour. In addiction terms, it causes people to hit a bottom more quickly because it is such a...
An accelerant.
Yeah. So it does, it really does. So where we do a very detailed assessment tool called the SASE, and in that you'd see the progression of addiction, the actual illness in the individual, and where there's cocaine, the younger people, 20s to 30s, they're at the top 1% addiction disease wise. Their progression has reached the top 1% that quickly, that young.
Part of this series is to try and dispel the misconception that the hard drug issue is just predominantly a city issue.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly not a city issue. I mean, our referrals will come from Tipperary, Cork, localised areas, rural areas. I mean, there are no rural areas in Ireland, in Tipperary, as far as I'm concerned, that I haven't got referrals from. Killinaw, Feathered, you know, they're tiny little areas, and the referrals are coming out of those.
So and the 29% for cocaine, if you go back 5 years ago, any idea what it would have been?
Oh, gosh, I'd say 0%.
So that's Sarah Cassidy there, Damien, in the Asharí Centre in Care. Significant rise in cocaine, now at 29% in terms of admissions. And as she said, go back a few years and it was pretty much 0%. So part of the issue again in there in Tipperary as well as Kerry is this access to detox beds. There's a significant delay. Once you get into the system, people say it's quite good, but trying to actually access and get into the system is proving difficult.
Now, you also, I believe, met with a man who has had first-hand experience on the drug scene, former user, but thankfully now in recovery, and attending Narcotics Anonymous.
That's right, and he's someone who didn't want to use his name, but he has a very good insight into what's happening on the ground in Tipperary. He's in recovery, as you said, but he knows both personally and professionally as well what's happening on the ground and what's available in County Tipperary.
From my own personal experience and from seeing it in meetings, out in the country is worse because all the services are actually based in cities. So people that have addiction problems in a city are luckier. It's more prevalent in a city that people take drugs, and that's fair enough because there's more people. But per capita, if you want to say it like that, in Clonmel, more people are taking drugs per capita than in Dublin. I guarantee you, I can't 100%, but I know from personal experience, that's it.
What are they taking?
Everything. Like, tablets is the thing now. And it's whether you're in the city, whether you're out in the country, tablets is the thing. And most of them are not coming from a chemist, like. Most of them are coming over the internet. That's the new heroin in the 80s and 90s, like the epidemics that were in Dublin in the 80s and 90s. That's what's hitting down in Clonmel and down in Tiptown. And, you know, the weed consumption in young people. I work with a lot of young people from the country and they smoke weed like it's tea. And they're making this weed in garages, spraying it with chemicals that no one knows anything about. It's not grown in Jamaica. Do you know, in the ground in Jamaica, it's not natural. And you see the consequences, the psychosis with the young people, the paranoia.
What about cocaine?
This is the way we see it, socially acceptable.
And when you say it's socially acceptable, like take me into the stag party or the 21st in a rural pub somewhere.
And lads are snipping cocaine in the toilet. I'm more aware of it now that I'm in recovery. You know, I'm more aware of people slipping out to the toilet. I'm more aware that I stand out because I don't take it.
Yeah, very honest first-hand account there, Brian, of what drugs are in use in rural areas, as you say, like Tipperary there, former addict giving us a first-hand account, and thankfully now in recovery. But Brian, I'm just wondering, this treatment, does it come cheap?
It's not cheap. Prices vary. You're probably looking at somewhere between 5,000 to 8,000 euro for a rehab spell. Some cases insurance will pay, in some cases they'll pay for detox, but they may not pay for rehab. So quite difficult if you don't have the finances to access help. Now, I went into Carrick on Shore, where, as I said, Damien, in the past year or so, the issue has really come to the fore with public meetings held, and the community they're very much getting mobilised in terms of demanding extra resources to battle the drugs issues locally. One local councillor who's been trying to help mobilise that community is Sinn Féin's David Dunn.
Carrick on Shore is no worse than any other town in Tipperary, but we have a problem, and to deny that we have a problem would be foolish in my opinion.
There have been a number of very large public meetings in these areas, so obviously the public are well aware of the drugs issue.
Everybody is aware of the drugs issue, and you can see it on a daily basis, and there's huge pressure being put onto the Gardaí, and we have met with Willie Leahy, the superintendent, and he's trying to get more resources, but we feel that Carrick has been left behind when it comes to Garda resources.
Well, give me a sense of the drugs problem in areas like this. What are you seeing on the ground?
What you're seeing on the ground is cocaine. If you go out into the pubs and there's two and three people in the toilet, in a sit-down toilet, you know they're not in there because they're doing anything, only drugs. I went to weddings, you name it, you see it, you go anywhere there's big functions, you'll see certain people unfortunately taking cocaine. Is that people don't know what they're actually taking, and it's affecting their mental health, and it's causing people to commit suicide.
The other issue is the level of intimidation and threats of violence that goes along with drug use and drug dealing.
What goes with cocaine is expense. People rack up huge amounts of debts, and then they end up selling it, and then they get into more debt, and then it comes back onto the families, and then you have the intimidation, you have the beatings, you have the threats, and they're coming to people who have drug debts that have died. They're coming to their families saying, now the debt is yours. Every rural village, we're being told by the Gardaí, has a drug problem. We've drug problems in Killinall. We've drug problems in Feddert. We've drug problems across the district. And cocaine is everywhere. It's too widely available. We need help.
Sinn Féin councillor David Dunn there. Briefly, Brian, Gardaí have had some successes.
In early May, they seized an estimated €500,000 worth of drugs. And last year, there was a campaign by Gardaí involved up to 40 Gardaí targeting a major gang in the area. Much like Tralee, when I was there, people on the ground know the gangs involved. And in this particular case in Tipperary, it's one particular gang. There's now a focus, obviously, on trying as much as possible to disrupt their actions.
Brian O'Connell in Tipperary, thank you for that report. You're listening to RT Radio 1. It's just coming up to a minute past 11. It's time for the news with Susan Jackson.